paragraph nun aleph. V'zeh b'chinas isur k'soivas kaka shononoy shahyunoyagim hu amoyroyim lichtoy v'lekakea b'psorom oisi esaksav. Me'inyen darkei emunosam hakuzvies. Rav Nosnal says this is also tied into the isur of a Jew tattooing himself or writing on his flesh in any way, whereby the nation of Emori at that time used to write on their flesh their declaration of their faith in their G-O-D-S. V'akoyel b'shvil l'chazek ho'emez hamuta shelahem. All of this was in order to strengthen their faith, you know, in their false beliefs. L'harois shehem dveikim b'monosam kol kach, to show that they are so attached to their faith, at shechoykikim u'mekakim b'psorom b'ksav, to the point where they're ready to inscribe in their flesh, which is the most permanent form of writing, their faith in their nonsense, in their false beliefs. This was the pagan custom in those days. In truth, this is the essence of their falseness. Again, because their connection is only in what's written. Shehu ba'asiya kiyadua. Ksav is associated with the olam hu'asiya, as is known. Sheshom achizosam b'yoser kiyadua. And that's where the sitra achra, the klipois, the goyim, their main connection is in the olam hu'asiya, in the lowest one of the worlds. And in asiya itself, in the sixth sheshes yimei ha'maisa. V'alkein heim choykikim aksav b'psorom. And it's for this reason that they actually inscribe, they write on their flesh, ki ikar achizas hasheker hu bebsar haguf, shesham achizas kol hataivos. Because the main place where sheker is associated with a person is in the flesh, in the body. That's where all the taivos rois are. Bechinas orel bosor. As the pasuk makes the connection between the orel, the tuma, and the bosor, in the flesh. Shemishom nimshachim kol hashakronim. That's the source and the roots of all falsehood. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, as the Zohar Kodesh says, nochosh shultenose al bisrei. The snake rules over the flesh. Nochosh hu ikaro haramai vashakron shemimenu kol hashakronim varamo sheboilam. The snake is the symbol of the shrewdest cheater and liar, which is the and he's the source of all lies and falsehoods. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "V'hanochosh hoyo orum," the snake was the shrewdest of all the different animals in the world. And again, this is a shrewdness that's associated with sheker. Shehito es adam v'chava v'chalador shachrov. He's the one who seduced Adam and Chava and got them to do the wrong thing, got them to go against the will of Hashem, and so too with subsequent generations afterwards. V'ikar shultenosei al bisra, and the main shlita, the main power to rule of a person over the person, the main power of the snake to rule over a person is over their flesh. Hainu al bisar haguf, the flesh of the body. Sheshom kol hataivos, that's where all the evil desires are. Shemate sodom bekamaramos, whereby the snake fools a person and he tricks the person with all kinds of trickery. Umahapech hasheker loemes vemes lesheker, and he turns falsehood into truth and truth into falsehood. Vahakoil machmas taivas haguf, all conforming with the physical desires of the body. Shemachmas taivas haguf vahavolov nishapech hoemes etzloi atshoimer shekach hoemes. Meaning that a person who allows himself to follow his physical desires and a person who lives for pleasure, because of the fact that he's steeped in Gashmius in such a way, that's what misleads him into misinterpreting the truth, where he thinks that his path is a path of truth. Ukemavur le'el mizek tzas, as we discussed earlier, ba'oislamedal in paragraph 34. V'alkein osro lanu haTorah kol zeh. It's for this reason that the Torah forbids a Jew to be involved in any of this. Dahainu isur k'sevas kaka, any writing on the flesh, chas v'shon. Ki osulonu lahachnis oisei saksavu lechokokom olakakom al psaraguf. It's forbidden for a Jew to cause letters or words or writing to be engraved in the flesh of the body. It was this whole procedure of making holes in the flesh and having the ink seep into the flesh. Because again, this is an example whereby we said before that you, when you write something down, writing is emes. But we said by the goyim, they write and write and write, and there's so much emes that it's sheker. Here also, this form of writing, of inscribing, carving out the words on your flesh, this tattooing, this represents a ribuy emes. This is too much emes, which is sheker. Shehu bechinas haksav sheroitzim lachkoi ko emes bechsav olchokok ha'absar aguf kedei shiyeh ha'emes chokok boy, whereby the person is doing this tattooing and this inscribing on the flesh of his body, so that the truth should be indelibly inscribed in his body, v'hakoil sheker v'chozov, when in fact it's all falsehood and lies. Ki adarabah mishom achizas hasheker, that's the root of sheker. Ki ikru hemes tzor shienichto v'nechkak balev bemes bamitoi, because the place where the truth is engraved and inscribed is in a person's heart, not on his arms, not on his legs, not on her nose. B'bechinas kosvei maluach libecha v'kanal, as the pasuk says, inscribe the words of the Torah, engrave the words of truth on the tablets of your heart. Avoloi lechokokoy al b'sar aguf begashmius. This does not mean to carve it out on your flesh physically. Ki ze bechinas riboy hoemes yoiser midai. This is an example of an extreme emes that's no good. Sheze ikar hasheker kanal. This is the essence of falsehood. V'ze bechinas porush nikvei, porush kuzoi, shehizkiru Rabbi Seinu Zal, which the Gemara mentions, sheheru hu emes lakoil yoser midai, referring to people who try to show the truth in a manner that was too much. Sheze ikar hasheker, this is the essence of falsehood. Ki ho emes hu rak echod loy harbe, because the truth is one. There aren't many truths. Ve'ikroi toloi bepnimius halev shalayates atzmai, and the main thing that honesty, real honesty, is dependent on is the person's heart. That a person shouldn't fool himself. U'kamayshanoim rebechol b'yoyim ba'boikra, as we say every morning. That a Jew should always be honest and sincere, whether it's in hidden places or in revealed places, and he should admit to the truth and speak truth in his heart, from his heart. So we see that's the real place of truth. It's not by writing on your arms and writing on your feet. It's in the heart of a person. And how does a person come to the real truth? By the person nullifying themselves in an honest way. As we say over there in the davening, what are we? What is our kindness? What is our lives? We're nothing. Our actions are nothing, and our the days of our lives are emptiness. Because this is the only way that a person could be zeche to the real truth, to the ultimate truth. By a person negating himself in an honest way. And the person is not interested in their own personal interests. They're interested in the good of Hashem, in the good of mankind, in the good of the world. It's only by a person being able to accomplish that, by a person being able to move away from the pursuit of personal pleasure and personal honor, the more a person is able to get away from that and negate himself, that's how a person makes himself available for the real truth, for the ultimate truth.